Now listen to him in verse 8. He says, therefore, I will lament and wail. I will go stripped and naked. Now, that was a sign. You remember Isaiah mentions it. Micah mentions it here, that to go naked meant that a man was in deep mourning and that he was in deep trouble, too, by the way. And he goes on to say, I will make a wailing like the jackals. Have you ever heard a hyena at night howling? It's a mournful sound, or a wolf. Fact of the matter is, it's a terrible sound. And the mourning like the, not owls, but ostriches. And you have that, by the way, over in the prophecy of Job. There in the 30th chapter, verse 29, Job says, I'm a brother to dragons and a companion, not to owls, but to ostriches. Now, I never knew that ostriches mourn, but several years ago, I was down at the zoo in San Diego, and my wife and I were walking around, and we heard a mournful sound. It was a very plaintive and pitiful sort of a sound. I thought at first some animal had been trapped or caught or hurt in some way. And we just continued our walk down. I met a man and I asked him, I said, do you know what was making that sound? And he said, the ostriches. And I thought the man was pulling my leg. I didn't even answer him back. I didn't even thank him because I thought he's pulling my leg. Kept walking down. First thing you know, we came around the bend. There were the ostriches. But they were all standing there just looking around. I couldn't see any reason for them doing it, but that's what the man had said. And I do know that I heard the most mournful sound that I think I'd ever heard. And apparently it was the ostriches that were making it. Well, that's what he's saying here, that he mourned like they did. He wailed like they did. And in other words, the message that this man is giving is affecting him as Jeremiah's message affected him. In other words, we have again an example of the type of man God wants to deliver a harsh message. It must be a man with a tender heart if it's to be a harsh message. Why? Because God wants even the sinner, and he wanted his people before he judged them to know how he felt. So he sent this weeping prophet, Jeremiah, and this weeping prophet of Micah, and they could listen to him and then hear his mourning and his wailing, and they would know how God felt about it all, that God was not vindictive. God was not taking any delight in the judgment. In other words, God did not want to judge them, but God does judge sin. And although he takes no delight in it, he must judge it. He has to judge it. And all you have to do is just turn that over in your mind just a little. If God will compromise with evil, friends, and permit evil and wrong done to one of his creatures, he's not God, you see. He couldn't be God. God has to be one who is going to give justice to his creatures. And when evil is done and sin is committed and wrong is done, God's going to do something about it. And it takes him a little while to get around to it, but he moves. And when he moves, I tell you, this nothing can stop him from moving.